slot by H-Count's finest. Sit down, shut up, and strap in, cause you're listening to H-Count Bitches with Brian, Pooh Bear, and Mimi on podcast.
Four.
All right, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
I was in the middle of my speech.
Oh, that's awesome. What kind of speech were you in the middle of? I couldn't hear you. I had you turned down.
Oh. She was telling me not to do something, and I told her I'm going to do something because I'm grown.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. I already know what you're talking about.
Grown-ass woman.
Don't be talking about Brian like that.
Whatever, bitch.
Brian, we would take that shit.
Whatever, hey, you know, bitch. I don't care. Who cares?
I don't know, but I'm ready for us to go around the horn because I got a story for y'all.
Uh-oh. Well, wait, first of all, before we start the story, how's everybody's weekend, by the way?
Yeah, since we're recording this the day of, we're supposed to be putting it on air.
Well, it's Monday anyway,
you've already put that out there for us now, Brian. So
yeah, thanks a lot, Brian. You know, that's great. Thanks, Brian. Thanks a lot. But it's Monday anyway.
Bitch can't hold water, I swear to God.
Yeah, Brian, come on now. Why you gotta spill it out like that?
Baby, and she is not one to spit.
Girl, I swallowed.
Yes. A real woman swallow. A little girl spit. Right.
Have y'all not seen Brian's his drag walk?
I never seen him drag walk, but I seen pictures.
You never try to see, baby, you ever seen him step it and then try to cut a corner and go back the same way?
No.
We call it the Brian down and back.
Okay.
That bitch give you a greater yo-yo. She go out and then she come back. That's what.
Okay, you know you gotta do it that
way. What you do? And then at the tip of the walk, she might give you one good high kick, but we don't know how well that works out. Some days it depends on her pants. If her pants and then her she got a sag on, it won't go that high. But hey, she was trying to call herself with her Wrangler pants, a little cowboy type. Bitch, she tried to high kick past your forehead.
Can't think of this.
I'm recording.
I'm all right, guys. I'm all right. Thank you for asking.
How was everybody's weekend?
My weekend was okay. I had a good time. I got really drunk.
No, that's every day.
No, not every day. It was Wednesday.
And
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mine was good. I went to the thing over there going on with the basketball thing. I'm not into what's going on, but I went to the, what is it, that town, whatever. I've never been to one. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed myself. I went Thursday. Me and my big papa, we went, and I didn't went to the game. If my team's not playing, I don't care, so I don't go. But I know a lot of people went. They did.
So wish I was there for that. They showed Reliance Center today on the game.
Okay, that brings back memories.
Yeah,
I know they're about to tear downtown up. Montrose about to be packed. Fucking all of River Oaks all the way down to Drink Houston about to be packed.
Yep.
These people ain't going back to school till tomorrow. They ain't. They probably don't even take off flights until tomorrow.
What are you talking about? They're not going to school tomorrow. They take off the rest of the week. They won.
Okay. Who won?
No. UConn won. UConn. Boo. I was holding out for Butler. My team got thrown out in the very beginning. I was Ohio State.
Oh.
Well, they went second. They went third round and lost. Yeah, a lot of people's brackets were fucked up this year. Yep. Nobody expected. No one or two seeds were up at the top. UConn, fuck, I'm tired of seeing them up there. Butler, I mean, Jesus Christ. Butler was actually, I was actually pretty happy with Butler. They played a really good hard.
Yeah, they did.
They played a really good hard game tonight. They are a body defense team. They like to throw their bodies up when you're up there, like, trying to, you know, when they're scoring. Even on defense, man, they guard you pretty hard. They stiff. and they just couldn't overcome it. UConn just kept on scoring. They kept on getting better percentage of shots and better looks. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Good thing I had no money on that game.
Okay. You would have okay. lost all that shit.
It'd be a broke
bitch. I would have lost it. Okay, because I was trying to go for the underdog. Everybody was trying to say that UConn will pop those off, but Butler, they're strong. They're a strong team. Every team that plays them, they're like saying the same thing. We didn't know that they're a real body defensive team. They throw their bodies. They sacrifice all the time. They don't mind doing anything. And at the end.
You know what I heard? They're out of hot dogs Sunday.
They're out of
hot dogs Saturday.
They probably.
Where did food come into this?
Huh?
Are you hungry?
What? No. I'm just saying because when I was working, I had these two people in my section, and they told me that they were out of hot dogs in the first quarter, in the first game. There was no hot dogs. I'm like, wow, Reliant knows that they're going to have two games. Don't they think they should have more hot dogs? Come on now.
Bitch, you have a very valid point, and your feelings are valid.
Okay. Right now, I want some damn hot dogs, girl. I wish Sonic was open. I want an all beef hot dog.
Some hot dogs. Wait a minute. Okay. So, now, this is what I got to say. You know how you always hear about people throwing a party for your honor, but you're not there?
Yeah.
Like, people always say, like, when they're relating it to, like, death, like, when I die, y'all want everybody to sit there and just pour a drink out into the ground and remember me. I want y'all to party y'all ass off. Woohoo, party, I'm dead. Okay, they do that shit. Now, okay, so y'all, well, Priscilla might not, I mean, Mimi might not be too much of it, but Brian knows about him. JoJo. Okay, JoJo.
Oh.
And I told him I was going to blast him out. I said, JoJo said, ooh, let me tell you what happened, because his birthday is today. And so he was like, yeah, they took us up. I was, he said, my friend, his name is Ro. Ro was going to take him up to Dallas for his birthday.
That
and
name
all
sounds
stuff.
Familiar. I think I know him.
No, you don't know Ro, because I just shorted his name, because I want to give him credit on my motherfucking taping. Okay.
I think I do know that fool.
No,
that sounds familiar.
No, be quiet. I want to hear a story.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. God
damn it. Be quiet. Go ahead.
Ro said, hey, we're going to go to Dallas. And JoJo was like, yeah, okay, we can go to Dallas. And see, what happened was, JoJo didn't really know that people were going to really try to do nothing for his birthday, nothing like that, which is today. And so he was like, yeah, nobody's going to do for my birthday, so yeah, we can go to Dallas. So the day came. Okay, JoJo's friend, I'm going to call him Man-Man. Man-Man called Ro and said, hey, what are you doing? This is 9 o'clock in the morning now on Saturday morning. He said, what are you talking about? He goes, what are you doing? He goes, oh, nothing much. He goes, well, look, I'm going to throw JoJo a surprise birthday party at my house. And he goes, I want you to come and everything. And Ro knew that he already made plans with JoJo to go to Dallas, and Ro played it all, talking about, oh, okay, sure, I'll be there. La, 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 okay. So all of a sudden, they left Houston, say, about 2 o'clock. They were on their way to Dallas to go up. All of a sudden, JoJo gets a text talking about, hey, where are you? And then all of a sudden, he goes, I'm with Ro and his boyfriend. We're on our way to Dallas. And Man-Man said, what are you talking about? He goes, you're on your way to Dallas? He was like, yeah. He goes, oh, okay, well, you go and you have fun. And JoJo didn't think nothing about it. And as soon as JoJo hung up the phone, Ro said, hey, what did he say? He goes, no, he just told me to have some fun. He goes, well, look, I got to tell you something. They were planning on throwing you a surprise birthday party. Okay, so they get all the way to Dallas, and now JoJo is pissed off by this point, because he was like, damn. He was like, he didn't know that everybody was going to be there. Like, Man-Man went through JoJo's, like, contacts and phones and shit and found, like, everybody to sit there and go to his house for the surprise birthday.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Bitch, if I tell you, JoJo got all the way to Dallas. They threw the party, like, Saturday night. They threw the party. Baby, they were taking pictures. They had JoJo's mama taking pictures with Man-Man, all with other background. Bitch, they had beer bottles, shots, Patron bottles. They were all partying with happy birthday all in the background for JoJo. And that bitch was not there. It was out his ass.
Come on, God.
Bitch, I would have been sick. Everybody's at your motherfucking friend's house, and you sitting up there partying, and you not there. And you in Dallas having the worst time of your life because you're not with this friend, Ro, that lied to you, and he got his boyfriend involved with the situation, and everything that JoJo wants to do for his birthday, Ro don't want to do because, oh, I don't feel like it. We shouldn't go in there. He was trying to impress his boyfriend and shit. So JoJo's having the worst time possible. Like, if he could simply, like, scrape his head on the fucking concrete slab for, like, 15 minutes, he would have did that to get back to Houston. Bitch, I would have been sick in my stomach. Okay. That is fucked up. How the hell you throw a birthday party for me and I'm not there? But bitch, you still throw the party. That's some major shit.
Okay. Girl, I'm about to go to Roll's page right now. I need to see some pictures.
That is some nigga shit. You throw a birthday party, a surprise one, and I'm not there, but you don't cancel and just have like a little mani party, like, you know, just like a little get together, everybody sit around, eat, you can go out, do something. Them bitches had a full out party. They had confetti, birthday hats.
The birthday boy wasn't there. Oh, that's fair.
He wasn't even there. They sitting up there sending him pictures.
No, ma'am. Let me find out, you whore, the one who clogged up the toilet at the hotel. JoJo put that on Roll's page.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, no okay. Fucking ma'am, so, bitch. They find
wait a minute. So, they taking pictures with pictures of JoJo, and they next to the picture.
This on JoJo's page or what?
No, they just sent it to his phone. That's some ghetto ass shit. Taking a picture like that. That's funny as fuck to me. I don't care.
Mexicans do that too, so don't forbid it. Black people do it, Mexicans do it too. They're like, oh, that's damn, we got, all this alcohol. Well, we ain't going to spoil it, so fuck you, let's drink.
Hello.
Them bitches partying at Man-Man house like 80 people deep, and he not there.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
I just had to tell that story, and I told him I was going to tell that story. That is so funny.
That is fucked up, and I would kick my friend's ass if he was out for not taking me or telling me. I would have
Bitch, you gonna lie to me and touch and sit there and tell me we can still go to Dallas and you know there's a big ass party for me in my honor? That's fucking
bullshit. I ain't no fucking
you
friend.
All around and fucking your car. I don't give a fuck. We would be squalling.
I would slash your tires. I would egg your car. I will fucking break your windshield.
Hey, you know this my birthday party. Money, you getting gifts. People coming up with surprise birthday gifts and shit. You don't have no expectation of it. That would have been a beautiful thing if that would have went through. But for them to still have the party, that's real. That's some straight up nigga ghetto shit, and I love it.
Yeah.
I got a shout out to Man-Man. You know who you are. Bitch, you are cool for that. You are my bitch forever in life. I swear to God, you my ride or die. That's funny. We gonna still party it up, taking pictures with my bitch.
Come with me, okay?
Girl, what the fuck are you doing?
What is wrong with you, Brian? You guys are kind of weird.
Seriously.
Is she? Are you...
Nothing. Don't say anything.
Baby, I don't know, but I need for you to calm the fuck down.
Okay.
I know. Every time we try to talk, he's trying to interrupt us with this loud voice. No.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that bitch wanted some attention. Are you okay, Brian? Are things over there all right? How is the world over there you're in?
See, I was going to see how long it took y'all. I knew y'all were there. Hey, guys. Hey, girl. Hey.
Anyway, what's our topics for the day?
Well,
bitch, you're right. About to wear me out. I'm done.
Have you stayed with someone that has cheated on you? That's one of them. And then your favorite sexual position? That's our second one. Ba, 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 ba. And then whatever we think about after that.
I need you to stop your one-man band. Oh, all went through. I need for you to stop your one-man band. This bitch over here stuck on show tunes and shit.
You know. What the hell's going on, Brian?
I'm in a good mood.
What's the third topic?
Oh, I said we only have two topics and we got to come up with the other two when we get there to it.
Oh, okay. Well, that means that we can lead over to some other subjects.
Okay, David.
First one was what now? The first one was what? Have you ever stayed with somebody that cheated on you?
Yes.
Mimi, take the floor on this one. You start.
Okay, my baby daddy, he cheated on me twice. First time I was pregnant with my second daughter, and I gave him another chance because we had two girls, and then I ended up got pregnant, and he cheated on me again while I was pregnant. So I always say, yeah, they might cheat on you one time, but give another person, how to say it, everybody deserves one more chance. And I gave that person one more chance. And once he did it again, you got to go. I don't have time for you because once a cheater, always a cheater. If you cheat on me a second time, then you need to be on going somebody else then because I don't have time for that. That's just me.
Hey. Yeah, that's one time too many in my book.
Well, you won't have kids. I have kids.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a difference.
Right. You know,
I have
that's
kids.
A good way of looking at that, Mimi, from a gay perspective to a straight perspective. You're right. You know what? That's a very valid point.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you and your man get married and you got kids, right? And he cheat on you, knock on wood, you know? And, you know, you got this two, three beautiful kids. Of course you're going to try to work it out because why? You're parents to these kids and you don't want to break up the family. And you're going to try it again. But if that person's going to cheat on you again, you know, then it's not going to work out because if you're going to let that person, you're going to try to keep your family together, all of this is going to make it worse. And that's what happened with us. I said, no, you got to go. If you're going to cheat on me twice, then I guess she's more important than me and your kids. But
okay.
it's different with kids. Now,
the same girl?
He almost married the same girl, but he woke up with her, so he's not with nobody. He still thinks that we're going to be back together, and I'm like, hell fucking no, please. I wouldn't even go back with you over the last motherfucker on earth. Hell right. No.
Brian, you?
No one that I've been with cheated on me. That I know of.
Really? Bro.
I'm not going to say anything else.
I almost spit out my Long Island iced tea. So just going to be me and her talking, you're just going to be quiet? Is that what it is?
No, I'm laughing, girl.
Smoke by myself, drink by myself, every day by my goddamn self. For real, by my goddamn self.
No.
Yes, Brian.
Goddamn, bro.
I can't take you serious right now, bitch.
Okay, all right, wait a second. Okay,
no,
okay.
I said well, that. Really, I haven't been with somebody that's cheated on me, so that I know of. It's true, so. And if they did,
it was just the way that you said it and put it together.
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't care if I'm with you or not now, bitch. Let me find out you cheat on me, ho. Don't make me catch you outside your house.
Bitch, I refuse to receive any mail from you.
Not at this address.
I love you, bro.
Okay, well, as for me, no. I have never tried to stay with somebody that's ever cheated on me. A, because I would, if, it's like this. If the situation, if I caught it and you had a chance to explain yourself, fuck no. If I walk in on it, definitely fuck no. I don't ever see that happening because I don't ever believe in trying to go back from where you left. Mm-hmm. The only reason being is because I believe that you should always try to strive for bigger and better. If you're not, you know, whatever you had in your past is your past.
Yeah.
You always strive for something that's better, because if you gave everything that you had honestly within yourself 100% into that relationship and that situation happens, mm-hmm. there's no need for me to go back. Because you know why? I'm going to always have doubt. Bitch, you show was at the store a long time. Bitch, you show was going to your mama's for a while.
Bitch, you show was
at church for a couple of hours.
Okay, come over here. Come over here so I can smell your dick. Pull your pants down. Come on.
This shit does not take that long to go to Jack in the Box.
Okay. Girl, be like, why does it smell like someone's spit? Why does this smell like cum?
I'm telling you, it's like that. I don't believe in ever trying to go back from where you came. And I know that, like you said, it's different from a straight to a gay, because from a straight point of view, you're right. If kids in the mix, you always, you know what I'm saying, you got to do what's best for the kids. You got to take yourself out of that situation. You know what I mean? You got to sit there and be real with yourself. And are you doing the best thing that actually helps your kids in the future? You know, will they blame you for not letting them get a chance to know their father or know their mother? You know, it could be vice versa. As far as, like, just staying in a relationship on a gay side like that, no. There's no reason. I gave you everything that you needed in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to come back, and I'm serious, guilt, doubt, and all that shit is going to always ride.
Yeah.
Because if a person is sitting up there, like, you know, you're sitting next to each other, and you texting on your phone, and yet I'm watching TV, and we haven't said a word, who the fuck are you texting?
Okay. Nobody.
Nobody. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just all that stuff. And then it just plays a part, and it can mess up. It can mess up your whole just ability to trust them again.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go through that again. You know? I know for me, I don't. I like to give it everything I can in the very beginning, because once I do that, then I feel. I will feel I've done justice to my decision. My decision was very valid. I'm not making anything that's rash. You fucked up. And it can be vice versa. I fucked up and got caught. I'm not going to sit there.
Okay.
Wait a second. I can sit there and beg for forgiveness back and just sit there and do whatever. And it's up to you to make that decision. I can't just sit there and force you to say, okay, let's do this, because that is your body.
Oh, hold on, hold on, Priscilla. Priscilla, we lost Priscilla. Girl, hold on.
Oh, we didn't.
Priscilla, I'll call you right back. Are you there? Doug.
I'm here.
Oh, hold on, we got to call Priscilla back. For some reason, she got disconnected. Oh, this sucks in the middle of the damn thing. We're sitting there calling her back because we got freaking disconnected. Which she does not answer this phone.
My phone dropped.
Okay, I was about to say, if you do not answer this phone, Doug is in the middle.
No, that's not even that. That shows it.
She did it on purpose.
That shows our cheap-ass budgeting.
No, okay.
Stop talking over me. That shows our cheap-ass budgeting. Bitch, we some broke motherfuckers. This would not happen if this was a real podcast off of, like, motherfucking the Sirius satellite station or something.
Okay.
They do not drop calls like that in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, are you smoking?
No, okay. I am not smoking.
Y'all crazy.
Well, I'm done with my saying. Okay, I said that I think enough. I think that Mimi got enough in the very beginning. I don't know what exactly part that you lost your connection with us, Mimi, but I said a mouthful. The only thing I said was that dealing with, you know, never going back to where I left.
Well, in the, if I was single, that'd be totally different. Because I don't have kids. If I didn't have kids and I was single, you off the door. I got to go. I'll find me a better man. But like I said, I have kids. When somebody are married and have kids, you try to work it out because of the kids. And then the second time it doesn't work, well, it's time to split. And you go your way and I go my way. Simple as that. But, you know.
That's just you.
That's you.
That's me, exactly.
Okay, just me, that's just you. You know?
So,
if you cheating on me.
But now, like me, say Big Papa cheated on me, I would leave him because I've been hurt so many times and I don't want that feeling. I don't want that hurt no more. You know, if I saw him with another woman or caught him with, you know, whatever, oh, it's done. We're done. That's it. Because we don't have to be together and we're not married. So I guess you don't want to be faithful to me, so I'll let her have you. There you go. I'm done.
Okay.
That's just like me. I agree with that. If you find something that's better, if you find something that can do more than I can do and provide you for, go with it.
What's that song?
What?
If I can do something, I can do better. I can.
What's up with you, Brian, with all these songs?
I don't know, bitch, but
I don't know. I'm just in a song mood.
Oh, excuse me.
Bitch, but you in the mode to sit up there and sing on the phone? Kid, this is not Showtime at the Apollo. I love for your time.
This is not American Got Talent. Okay.
This is not that new show, The Voices. This is not.
Yes. Okay.
It is not. Brian, it's killing me today.
Well, I learned from the new girl.
Anyway, but so yes, what's our next topic?
What's your favorite sexual position? What's your favorite sexual position?
Top. Let me tell you why I picked top first.
Top.
Because, yeah, I love to be on top first. Reason why? Riding. I get orgasms faster on top because if I start like on my back or doggy style, I would never have an orgasm. I have to be on top first. Once I get going, have my orgasm, you can flip me, you could doggy style me, you could do whatever you want, but I have to be on top first. That's my favorite position. I have to be top first.
And that's it?
Okay.
Yeah, and I like doggy style too. That's like my second favorite.
Doug's man. Pooh Bear, I already see your page. You probably about 100 things down on your page.
What are you talking about?
You're no angel.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, your list is probably about 100 things.
Oh, man, come on.
Oh, I like it this way. I like it that way.
No. Shut up, bitch.
I like going in showers. I like getting sharded on.
I like to get choked.
You have to get choked?
I love to get choked. I like to get slapped. I love to get choked. I like to get tied up.
Is your hair still long?
Yes. I like to get my hair pulled when I'm
done. That's what my brother said. My brother told me that. My brother said, when girls with long hair like to get fucked, I like to get their hair pulled.
Yes. And it's so funny because, see, I was never like that until my ex. My ex made me the way I am. And then when I got with my Big Papa, mm-hmm. I'm like, choke me, grab me. He wouldn't even do it. He wouldn't even want to choke me. He wouldn't want to slap me. I like to be slapped too. And he like barely tapped me. I'm like, no, slap me hard. And he's like, I don't want to hit you. Like, it turned him off when I tell him this. And he barely grabbed my neck. He's not that type of guy. He's a passion guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But me, I like to be choked, tied up. I like to be slapped. I like to get my hair pulled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I can make it. I could do a song with that one. Amazed.
Oh, no, please don't. That's enough.
Brian, go.
Brian, shut up, Brian.
I don't know why Brian. Music is on my mind today.
Brian, go. Okay.
What's my favorite sexual position? Well, I have it depends if I'm a bottom verse, versatile, top verse, or top. You know, there's five different choices for me, depending on what I am for that week.
So, you go by week?
I mean, not by week, but like the time. Like, I just want to be a top for a month, you know. My favorite position is
for a month. Oh, bitch, you got designated days.
Okay. Yeah, like to this month, I am going to be a top.
Okay, bitch.
This month,
it is July, and okay. I am a power fisting bottom.
Okay. Hey, bitch, I'm a power bottom bitch on July because that's my birthday.
Fuck and in October, good. I'm a double fisted, double dildo.
A bitch. Ooh. Whatever. I would not get DP, girl. Double penetration, not on my time.
How you didn't get DP? You only got one hole.
You can. That's a good
I'm just.
Oh, ooh, sure. Mimi don't know anything about gay sex.
I don't.
Girl, a girl can get double penetrated in one hole too.
Oh, that's true. Probably same ass. Okay, my bad. Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing
I'm not into. Nothing goes up my butt. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. I don't care how much you love me. I'm not making like, nothing up my butt. I'm sorry.
Then you don't love them.
You don't need to do them. Fuck you. Bitch. You can put it down my throat. You can put it in my pussy. But, mm-mm.
Not in her butt.
No, in the butt. All right.
Okay, well, my bottom, I like from behind, getting it from behind, really, like doggy style.
Do you like to get your hair?
No,
pulled?
Really, I like fucking riding. That's really my favorite. And someone can contest to this. Bay mine in. And then,
oh, I'm sorry. Is it my turn?
No. And if I'm a bottom verse, I like it on my back.
I think you already said that already.
No, I didn't.
I like yes, you did, back. Brian.
Okay.
You
did if I'm versatile,
three times.
I want it. That's I want the X position. And if I'm a top verse, bitch, I'm about to fuck you sideways. And if I'm just a top. I'm just fucking. So that's my five.
So confusing.
I don't know.
I just took that to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Not everybody's going to be like that.
No, as for me, my favorite position is.
A power bottom.
I am. Bitch, please. I am a top. the thing about shut up. No, seriously, I'm a top.
You're not. No, you're not. You told me the other day your verse.
I did not.
Wow, Brian. Thanks.
I give it up on special occasions, but I only give it up in relationships.
So that means you're a top verse, versatile top.
On special occasions, birthdays and holidays.
What are you, a pinky top?
Am I a kinky top?
No, not kinky. A pinky top.
What's that?
Yo, only size of a pinky in your ass.
No.
Oh, you like the big ones.
Hell no. Oh, you talking about as well as like a taking?
You'd be like, it's just people say when they're a top, they're like, oh, I'm a pinky top. Bitch, only a pinky size dick in my ass, or just a pinky only.
I've never heard anybody say that, but I guess so.
Well, I don't know. I don't ever heard none of that singing before the boat.
Oh, okay, Mimi, you're straight. How are you going to hear that?
I'm straight.
Okay, well, yeah. But no, my favorite position is, seriously, is I love it when they're on their stomach with, like, tucked to the side with their leg raised forward, going towards their chest. And it's one leg still laying backwards. That is my favorite. That's such a dominant position because you're over top of them. You own them for that moment. I get off on that.
Right.
And that's real.
That's real. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm freaky by nature, so.
Me too. I'm a lady in the street, but a freak in the sheet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get away from the mic for a second because I had to close my windows.
I wonder why you're closing your windows.
The same reason mine's been closed.
Okay. Because this year's a nice day here in Houston.
It's a nice day here. The wind is blowing really nicely.
Here too.
And here too.
Yep.
So, okay, well, this is another question for you guys. Would you allow yourself to, like, really just submit to a person if they were just, like, really your type? Like, things that you, like, wouldn't normally ever do, would you really just submit to them?
Hell no. Fuck that.
I don't get the question.
Like, say, girl, you don't like someone, like, pinching your nipples, but you really like this person, and that's what they love is pinching nipples. And,
they, like, love slapping your ass and shit, or they love,
I don't like slapping the ass, and pinching the nipple, I love that anyway.
No,
but
I'm talking about, like, some...
I don't like to be tickled. I hate
okay,
that.
Okay, what about
if
that's their passion? You know, would you change for them if it's your type? Like, it's your dream
no,
man.
If I don't like to be tickled, he should be... He or she should respect that, you know?
He or she?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
he
if
or
you're...
she?
No, meaning not for me. He should respect that. I'm never anybody. If anybody don't like to be tickled, like me, I hate to be tickled because my brother used to push me down and tickle me till I pee in my pants, and I don't like to be tickled till I was a kid. So when we first hooked up, he was tickling me, and I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. I don't like to be tickled. And he's like, what? I said, I don't like to be tickled. You tickle me, I'm going to punch you. Simple as that. And I don't like to be tickled. And he's like, okay, I respect that. I mean, you know, and, you know, once in a while he tried to tickle, like he took on my toes. That don't bother me. But, like, going, like, on my arm or under my, like, under my arms or the side of my, my sides, I don't like that. I'm like, and he knows that. I said, I will hit you if you do it. But touching my nipples, slapping my ass, I don't care.
Right.
That turns me on. So.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that was a freaking you.
Yeah, and biting too. I like to be bite too.
Bite? What about hickeys? Like body marks?
Oh, it has to be down because that works. And mom and dad. I don't want my mom to be like, what the hell happened to you? Who stuck your neck? I said, oh, it's a mosquito bite. Bullshit! Ain't no damn mosquito bite. My mom.
Back in the day, you just wore turtlenecks and called it a day.
Okay.
Somebody, it's 95 degrees outside. You in a turtleneck? Are you serious? Yep.
Yep. You cannot see.
I was feeling the chills this morning.
Okay, I'm sick. I'm sick. I got the chills.
Yeah, I got body aches. I'm cold.
No, it's the.
So what
do
y'all
right,
think about
no,
people
you,
talking about how Glee is pushing the gay issue in front of everybody's face?
Who?
They're saying that Glee is pushing the gay of the show in everybody's face.
People think
they show boys kissing and shit, and they say that they're just pushing it in, like, you know, everybody's face that watches the show and stuff.
Oh,
so,
I mean, it's two people kissing.
That's
the same thing as, now, trust me, I'm gay, so I'm cool with this, but what I'm saying is, you're sitting there watching TV, and your child is watching two men go at it. How would you feel about that?
It wouldn't bother me.
They don't bother me because I have a lot of gays and lesbian friends. And we had a couple of gay neighbors in our street, and they know my kids, you know, and it don't bother my kids. My kids see it like this. It's two people who like each other or love each other, and that's all they see in their eyes. They don't say, oh, that's nasty, two boys, two girls kissing. No, they're like, as long as they're happy and they love each other, that's all that matters.
Right.
Yes. Okay, I was just asking, because, I mean, that's just a big topic. I mean, this is just dealing with people's personal kids, you know, like the people that love to watch the show because of the singing and all the little things they do on the show with the entertainment of bringing back old teams. And you are, you know, you're demographing a show to a wide audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have a lot of conservative types that are watching this just saying that, wow, you know, they're really pushing that in everybody's face.
Well, like, and, I mean...
Oh, well, welcome to the...
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? United I think States. Same-sex couples should have the same right as a regular couples. If they want to get married, let them get married. If they want to get divorced, let them get divorced. I don't understand that. Oh, well, if they get married, you could pay taxes and help the economy, getting people getting married, paying all these taxes, being married. I don't understand how stupid stupid people are. Everybody's a human being, simple as that. And then I hate when people tell me, oh, it's in the Bible. Who wrote the Bible? Did God wrote the Bible?
Nope.
I'm not saying there's no such thing as God, but how do you know God wrote the Bible? How do you know such and such wrote the Bible? Man wrote the Bible. It could be any man, woman wrote the Bible. We don't know if the Bible's true. So how do we know there's not gays back in the day? How do you know? Oh, they're going to go to hell. How do you know? Did God tell you they're going to go to hell?
Well, I can't stand people. You can't talk about
relationships. I cannot freaking stand people that judge people like that. I say, you know what? God forgive murderers, rapists, and sexual predators in the world. But you telling me God's not going to forget a homosexual? Fuck that. God forgives anybody. If you and I have the same God, God's supposed to forget anybody. Because that's how I was raised.
Well, see, I can say for me that I go to an MCC church, and so I'm there every Sunday. The MCC is a new sound church organization that stands for Metropolitan Community Church, and it caters to those that are of, you know, the homosexual, you know, genre, as well as it also opens up to everybody. And at our church, we have a wide variety of people that are there. And so I can really say that I'm a drummer. And so me drumming in the church, you know, I've been doing it since I was younger in a Pentecostal style, you know, Pentecostal style church. And so, you know, I hear everything that they say, and it's so funny to me that, you know, I can sit there and attest for anybody that really gay people don't want to be gay. It's not like something that you can actually just choose, like, I'm going to choose to be gay. Gay people don't pick that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Look how we condone on them. Nobody that sits there and says, I want to be gay. If anything, if there was a pill or a prayer that could fix it, it would have been out.
Okay.
And there's not. Anybody that says that they're reformed from the gay lifestyle is a fucking lie. And I'll say it to them to their fucking face. You're a fucking idiot. You're not sitting up there trying to convince me that you're somehow no longer gay because you've been, the demon's been cast out of you. Bitch, please, every time you go to bed, the only thing you're thinking about is a dick. You sit there and reminisce and think about the times that you sit there and in a bookstore. You sit up there and grab on yourself every time you think about all the men that you had banging the fuck out your asshole. Bitch, you can't sit there and tell me that you're no longer gay. You think about it. You just sitting up there trying to convince yourself by not sitting up there repressing it and going up to some pussy. Bitch, that don't mean shit. You can envision anybody while fucking.
Okay.
And you know what? So, if somebody asked me, one of my friends...
Oh, that's my bitch fit.
One of my friends told me, she's like, you got all these gay friends and everything. Are you afraid that you're son or daughter become gay? I said, first of all, it won't bother me. It meant bother their dad, but it won't bother me because they're a human person. They're a human being. Mm-hmm. And the second of all, if my son or my daughter came to me and said, Mom, I'm gay or lesbian, I'm going to be like, okay, that's fine with me. As long as a person you find takes care of you and treats you well. That's all that matters. You know, I grew up with a strict Mexican family, Italian-Mexican family. They don't believe no gays. If you're gay, you're outcast of the family. There's no such thing of you being gay. Right. No. And to me, it won't bother me. It will not bother me. They don't choose that. They don't choose, like, hey, I'm going to wake up the next day and say, I'm gay. No.
I just want to suck the dick this morning. You know, I woke up this morning and dick was on my mind. I mean, nobody just sits there and does that. You don't sit there and pray for that when you get up in the morning. Get the fuck out of here. That's crazy. And so for us to be sitting up there and look down upon just because of the lifestyle that we choose, we not hurting you. Bitch, we fucking with other gay people. And the only motherfuckers that people are really scared of are those DL motherfuckers. The ones that sit up there and suck dick and get fucked and go home and kiss their wife and hug their kids.
Okay.
Fuck out my face, man. Sit up there and be real with yourself. That's the main thing I'm dealing with now, dealing with my music situation. I'm dealing with just being real with me. If I sit there and try to come out, you know, and knowing I'm openly gay, am I going to be looked down upon because of a certain from certain communities? Like, I'll never get recognition from the blacks or the gangsters or the rappers because of who I am. Fuck out of here. And then I'm sitting over here trying to battle with myself. Well, then if I don't do it, then am I being real to my lifestyle? I'm over here, you know, I'm cohabitating with my boyfriend, and we live together, but I'm sitting up here trying to be on the microphone, and I'm trying to play straight. That's a hard decision for a person to make. And you got to be real with yourself and honest and open and understand what you want to do with your path and how easy that you want it. You know that it's better to get the worst of it over with quick so you can just deal with, you can deal with everything else that comes along. You know, and that's the main thing that you gotta do is just always concentrate on how can you get better and what can you do to survive in this life. Because life is fucked up.
Yep.
It is.
Life is fucked up. I watched that show, Our America, with Lisa Lean. That shit is crazy, dude.
I love that show.
Yeah, that shit is real. That's Our America. Life is really fucked up.
Yep.
That's why people get high. That's why people drink all the fucking time. They sitting up there coping with the problems and situations. No love from daddy. No hug from mommy. Mommy threw them out because they were trying to do this and trying to do that. And you're over here dealing with people with hurt emotions. You know what I'm saying? People that have feelings, that they breathe, they live, they operate because they have a motivation every day. You have a child, Mimi, so that's your motivation to get your happy ass out of bed every morning to make sure you go to work. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes us live. We are a human being, and people need to stop trying to segregate others from others because the only thing you're doing is wasting time on something that can be so peaceful.
Right.
And you know what? I cannot stand, and I know it's a different subject, but I want to say this real quick. You said mother and child, you know, me getting up in the morning, taking care of my kids. My kids come first before me. I take care of my kids. My kids need new clothes, I'm going to give it to them. They need new shoes, I'm going to give it to them. I was at a nail shop a couple of weeks ago getting my feet done, and I saw this girl with this baby, and she got her hair done, got her nails done, she looking good, got new clothes. Why that baby look like she... The baby's on welfare. She got no shoes, got messed up clothes and everything, and not taking care of that baby. Now, if any mother out there, okay, has kids, and you take care of yourself, you're not a mother. Because your priority should be your kids first, then you last. Because remember, when your kids grow up, they're going to remember shit like that. And they're going to treat you like shit. Remember that.
Right.
I just want to say that because I have a sister-in-law, and she thinks of herself only. Well, she's not my sister-in-law anymore, but she thinks of herself only, and she forgets about her kids. Simple as that. And I cannot stand a woman claim that I'm a mom. You ain't no fucking mom. If you want to be a real mom, you take care of your kids first before you take your damn self.
Right.
Simple as that. To all the women out there who like to go party and be on their back and spread their legs for other different men and not taking care of kids, you don't deserve to be called mother. I'm sorry. I just have to say that.
All right.
I'm just saying, that's my pet peeve about that.
And she has spoken.
Okay.
I have spoken. Thank you very much.
Hello.
But we're about out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, and about... Shoot, I'm trying to pull it up right now. We got like 5 minutes.
Five minutes?
Mm-hmm.
The show went fast. You can go ahead and start closing us out.
All right.
Start closing us out.
Well, thanks.
I think we ended on a very great note.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did. I really didn't speak tonight, but it's okay. I was listening.
Besides my phone dropped.
Your phone dropped, yep. In the middle of a great conversation Doug was having.
It's okay. All is forgiven.
At least I won't sing on show to in the middle of people's conversation, though.
Okay, this bitch over here acting like she auditioning and shit.
Okay. This ain't American Idol, bitch.
We singing, Look at Me Now. Look at Me Now. Okay.
Hello.
All right. Well, I guess we'll close this out. Well, if you have any questions, comments, topics, maybe a special, like you want to come on special guest, go to our website, htownbitches.com. htownbitches.com. Hit the contact form and it's going to be all right there. Just send us your name, your email address, and in the comment box, tell us what you want to talk about or do. And we can get back with you within like 24 to 48 hours. But other than that, you can email us at info@htownbitches.com. And the owner of Ranch Hill wants to come on the show one day. She wants me to do an interview with her. So I might do an interview with her on my recorder. And then we can just play her. Because last night she was...
That would be cool. You play a segment of that. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like, there you go.
It's supposed to be... Like, last night she was like, why do these guys, like, see in a crotch or whatever, and it's, like, a little one they don't be talking to them, but when they see that big old thing in those guys' pants, they run to them if they're bottom. And wouldn't that hurt if they stuck it in your ass? I was like, I cannot take her serious right now. And she almost pissed on herself listening to us the other day, too, so... She said she was laughing so hard. But yeah, but if you have any questions or comments, feel free to send them to us on htownbitches.com. Thanks for downloading us. Until next time, we'll catch you out later.